Driver, we're clear.
Friends, and welcome to this week's episode of the Florida Project, a podcast where Disney fans celebrate Walt Disney World. If you like Disney and you like podcasts, you will probably like the Florida Project. I'm Jason. Next to me is Michael.
Hello.
And is he here? Is he not here? We don't know.
I'm here.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, Will's here.
Yeah.
Will's back in action with us this week. If you'd like to support the show, get access to some awesome bonus content, and hang out with us on our Patreon-exclusive Slack channel, become one of our Patreon Saints at patreon.com/TFP podcast. All of our Patreon Saints get ad-free versions of the podcast, as well as access to two additional shows, TFP Extra, and Disney Classics. Each week on TFP Extra, we keep the podcast train rolling with more zany fun, the airing of grievances in a topic that may or may not be Disney related. On the monthly Disney Classics series, we watch and discuss each of Disney's animated classic films. Additional levels and rewards are all on the Patreon site, so sign up at patreon.com/TFP podcast today and get more of the Florida Project. In this episode, we'll discuss some nonsense and small topics. Michael will give us the latest news. Will will take us on a trip down Main Tweet USA. And then we'll do some armchair investing and spend $17 billion on Walt Disney World.
I got a hot stock tip for you.
Yeah. All that and more is coming up on this week's episode of The Florida Project.
It's a small
topic.
After all, it's a small
topic.
After all, it's a small
topic.
Small
topics. All right. You're in charge of finding non-Disney IP to base a land on in a Disney park. Which IP do you pick?
But they have so many IPs.
Yeah. You got to pick a non-Disney IP.
I'm ready.
And the company can own it, I guess.
Well, they don't. I don't know. I don't know who owns this. Yeah. Somebody owns it. Universal may own the theme park rights for all I know. Lord of the Rings.
Oh, that's what I was going to say.
Oh, same.
Yeah.
Slash the Hobbit, if it had been really popular.
Oh, yeah.
Like, because that water barrel ride would have been a perfect one for that Hobbit movie.
Mm-hmm. You can make a whole park.
You can have a really long dark ride.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got your Shire.
Really long.
Is one of the lands.
You know there's going to be some restaurants in the Shire.
Yeah.
You know? Fifth Gate, Middle Earth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Middle Earth. That's a solid one.
Like, and you go to all the parts of Middle Earth. That's how they...
Yeah.
You know,
make they got Mount Doom. Mm-hmm. The Shire, the horse place.
You want your picture taken with Sauron? Get in there.
Yeah. You go in. One of the lands is that dwarf mine. So you go in Moria. A mountain, and like it looks like you're all underground and stuff.
Yeah, a good photo pass would be like holding the Eye of Sauron somehow, mm-hmm. like the Tron thing.
The Palantir.
Palantir. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, so there's so many options there.
Yeah.
And again, it would have been real. Those Hobbit movies really were just like theme park rides. They had just mm-hmm. stuff going on all mm-hmm. the time. But like, you know, it'd be really cool. I'd be into that.
You have a walk around that thing that Gandalf fought on the bridge. What was his name?
The Balrog.
The Balrog.
Not to scale.
No, to scale.
It's too big.
A walk around.
That would be awesome.
They would have to use that Transformers suit.
I would want, like, in Rohan, like, there'd just be too many horses around. It would smell.
It would smell.
I wouldn't want to.
Oh, and then every night, like when the sun goes down, they light the cauldrons of Pippa Clopper.
The beacons of Minas Tirith.
Yeah, they
the
light
beacons
that.
Are lit. Oh, they play the music. Oh,
that would be amazing.
What a great scene.
I mean, it's
kind of
like the torches around World Chase Lagoon.
Yeah. You know what? They should do this.
They should do this.
You know what? This may be part of my main topic.
All right. Does anybody else have anything better than Lord of the Rings?
Yeah, Michael. What do you
have? I had trouble thinking of a non-Disney IP outside
Betty
of
Boop.
Star Trek. I was going to go with Star Trek, but I feel like it would be difficult to have a land based on that because it's in space.
hello. Yeah. I have Star Wars.
Yeah, but well, I think you just on a planet.
You go into a space dock, right?
Yeah, it could be a space dock.
Statistically, Star Trek is on planets a lot too.
Yeah.
But
when they run out of money.
Oh yeah, it's San Francisco, right?
Yeah.
And then you beam up to the space dock, and from there is where all the stuff is.
All right, let's retheme France and Tokyo.
They haven't even themed it.
Well, when they finish it, retheme it to future San Francisco.
See, I think Star Trek is one that could also support its own like park.
Yeah.
Right? Like if you go into San Francisco.
I think it should be a different style of park, though, like an all indoor type thing.
Yeah.
But do you think there are enough people that would want to go like to a Star Trek park?
There's money to be made.
Yeah.
I don't think you should do it as a Disney style park. I think it could be more of like a Disney Quest type thing.
Oh yeah.
With a bunch of little like things. Like that Star Trek experience in Vegas.
It was great.
In fact, use the Disney Quest NBA experience building. It's just sitting
in there again? Is it empty again?
There are rats in there. Rats. I bet there are rats.
There could be rats. It's Florida.
Maybe mice.
It's damp.
Lizards.
Moist.
Gators.
I ain't going in there now. That's why nothing can stay in there. They got a mouse problem.
Okay. You live in the MCU and are a reality TV producer. What show are you greenlighting next?
I'm going to do the Khan family.
The Khan family? Yes. Keeping up with the Khans?
Yeah. You got Muniba and I don't remember the other family member names besides Kamala.
Yeah, presumably at some point she'll be out, right?
What?
She'll be out there as a superhero, if she's not already. I don't remember how that show ended. Did they know she was Miss Marvel?
The family did.
Yeah.
But the public doesn't?
I don't remember.
She does have a mask on. I don't think the public know, but...
They know Miss Marvel exists. I don't know if they know it's her.
Well, we'll just tell everybody, right?
Maybe we'll find out in Miss Marvel, or in
the Marvels.
The Marvels.
And wasn't that a delightful trailer?
That was. It was. I'm very excited. That may be one of my top movies coming out this year.
Oh, it's this year? I keep thinking it's next year.
It's November.
Cool. Well, that's nice. I keep forgetting Guardians comes out in like 3 weeks or something. Or
two weeks.
Yeah, 2 weeks, yeah.
I'm doing Who Wants to Be an Avenger?
Yeah.
Like an American Idol type of show hosted by...
But who would be?
It's going to be Katie from Shang-Chi.
Is she an Avenger? I don't know.
She is Avenger adjacent.
Are there Avengers anymore if Tony's not funding this thing either, by the way? How's that going?
I think that's a plot point of the Captain America movie.
Oh, really?
I thought
it was about a wrestling faction from the 1990s.
What?
Captain America Force. Thank you, everybody. I'm going to wear that t-shirt to the movie.
You should. Don't turn your back on the wolf pack. You might wind up in a body bag.
I wasn't a wolf pack.
I was a wolf pack.
Yeah. I was thinking something with Ant-Man, but I can't. I think it should just be like a reality show following him around, like when he was walking around, just like saying hello to people and stuff.
And the title is All the Small Things.
Something. I was trying to think of something clever and I couldn't. But I think there's a better answer.
Or no, the title is something different, but that's the
theme song. Yeah, I'm fine with that. I think he'd put on an office style sitcom, but it's real. Quote, you know.
Yeah,
I think that would work.
You still loading them and heating them up with all your single shit you've been dropping. You feel me? Loading them up on. It only takes structure. And you know, just paying attention to the climate of the game.
Yeah.
Know what I mean?
So do your homies got a role in your little, you mean?
Yeah, we all artists over here, man.
Y'all
trying,
already?
Yeah, I'm trying. I'm trying to get them on there. Yeah.
Look.
We all artists, man. We go, you feel me? We going to have this like...
Bro, me and my man Kyle, we be like, I don't know, we play with this shit right now. I gotta lie, we play with this shit right now for real.
Don't play with it. Take that shit serious.
Okay. And finally, which movie are you most looking forward to that's coming out this year?
I don't know what's out anymore.
I put a link.
Okay.
I have three.
Okay. Maybe the Marvels now.
Yeah, the Marvel's supposed to be on it, but The Little Mermaid comes out next month, and I'm very excited.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel that it's too soon. If that was my favorite, then I'm ignoring the rest of the year.
Yep.
Okay. So I'm gonna
go. There's a Wonka movie?
Yeah, with Timothy Chalamet.
Stop it.
Is Avatar 4 this year?
No, it's next year. I want to see the new Hunger Games.
What?
Oh, there's a new The Song of Bird and Snakes
or something. Songbird.
It's a prequel. It's like the first Purge.
Well, I don't know what's coming out. I'm even looking at these things and I don't
Songbirds and Snakes, yeah, that's what it's called. Marvel Songbird, Dune 2. I want to see Dune 2.
Yeah, I want to see Dune 2. I'm just excited for that.
Ooh, my most anticipated, actually, it may be a Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning.
Oh, that's coming out this year?
The summer, yeah. I love the part one. I love those movies.
I'm mainly looking forward to two that I see so far here, and I'm not going to scroll anymore.
Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom?
No.
Ooh, The Flash.
Oh, The Flash!
I'm excited for The Flash.
The death knell of the Zack Snyderverse.
Kill them all.
Indiana Jones comes out this year.
Yeah, too. So now I have three. Do I have to pick one?
No, I pick three.
All right, my three are Indy and the Marvels, mainly because of that trailer, and The Flash.
Oh, yeah, the Marvels too.
But I'm sure there are some, quote, good movies coming out that I'm not really seeing too.
I thought Wicked came out this year, but it doesn't. It's next year.
Oh, boy.
Otherwise, that would be probably my most anticipated.
There's a lot.
There's a lot.
Yeah. I don't think I can narrow it down to one.
Blue Beetle. I'm also interested in that after that trailer.
Oh, there's another Transformers.
The Beasts. Beastly Kingdom.
I saw a thing.
Rise of the Beast or something.
You can let me know how that it turns out, Michael.
But it's a sequel to Bumblebee.
I'm done.
Somebody said it was a mess.
I believe it.
But you like Bumblebee
was fun.
Yeah.
And it put our friend Casey into labor.
That's true.
The way I remember it.
Hey, what if this one had come out like just a few months ago?
That's funny.
All right. That's it for Small Topic.
Thanks, Jason. Those were some fun Small Topics. News. So the biggest news last week was that annual passes went on sale again. It sounded like there are long online waits, but hooray for those that have been waiting either to be pass holders again or new pass holders or first-time pass holders. Also, the other big news with the Harmonious Barges have started to disappear from the World Showcase Lagoon.
Awesome. Just in the middle of the day, a puff of smoke happens and then they disappear.
I don't know, but somehow they're getting to like that back area where they're then being dismantled. So
David Copperfield comes out
for parts.
Yes. And that's it for news. No, I'm just kidding.
I have a question before you continue.
Sure.
Have they started Epcot Forever again? Do they have a nighttime spectacular currently?
That's a good question. I don't remember. I thought they were starting Epcot Forever when they started Happily Ever After, but
I've been out of pocket for a few weeks, remember. So I don't know.
I should have looked.
I think they did.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
All right. Number one, dates announced for both Tasty and Spooky events at Walt Disney World.
Spooky.
So let's start with Tasty. Yeah. The 2023 Epcot International Food and Wine Festival. So the Epcot International Food and Wine Festival presented by Corksicle will begin at Walt Disney World starting July 27th. And continuing through November 18th, 2023. More than 25 global marketplaces throughout Epcot, including returning favorites such as the Fry Basket, Flavors from Fire, Canada, India, and Spain. Several new global marketplaces will open later during the festival as summer turns to fall. Returning for 2023 is Emile's Fromage Montage, a fun way to try tasty cheese dishes from around the world. Grab your festival passport and purchase any 5 cheese dishes listed in the back of the festival passport to collect a stamp.
Ugh. Bring your lactate one day.
Once you've collected 5 stamps, that's a lot of cheese.
That's a lot of cheese.
Head to Shimmering Sips, hosted by Corksicle, to redeem a sweet treat unique to the festival. Families can embark on Remy's Ratatouille Hide and Squeak, a Ratatouille-inspired adventure where guests of all ages can search for Remy throughout World Showcase and the global marketplaces. And to celebrate the Halloween season, join in Pluto's Pumpkin Pursuit, a special pumpkin scavenger hunt from September 29th through October 31st. The festival will also welcome back the popular Eat the Beat concert series presented by Florida Blue Medicare at American Gardens Theater. So yeah, not a lot of information about, but mostly the same.
Yeah.
Outside, I'm sure the food selections, there'll be some variations.
And there was what, August?
July 27th to November 18th.
It's so early. When does food and flowers end? Flower and garden.
I think in June.
Probably like a week before food and wine begins.
So you got flower and garden in the 4th of July and then food and wine.
And then Christmas.
And Christmas.
And then arts.
But before Christmas, we have Halloween, which brings us to the 2023 Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Festival. So the Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party. Oh, wait, what did I say?
Festival.
Oh.
Why don't you say
that? Did they change the name?
The 2023 Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party. So the Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party will take place from August 11th through November 1st, 2023. The party begins at 7 p.m. and ends at midnight with park entry for ticket holders from 4 p.m. The usual lineup of entertainment returns for 2023, and new this year, Tron Light Cycle Run will also be available via the virtual queue.
Ooh.
Guests of select Walt Disney World Resort hotels, Walt Disney World Swan and Dolphin hotels, and Shades of Green can purchase tickets starting April 27th, and tickets will be available to all guests starting May 2nd. Ticket prices range from $109 to $199, exactly the same range as 2022. And you can find the 38 specific event dates online. And pass holders and DVC members will get specially priced tickets with a $10 discount on select dates. Entertainment includes the Headless Horseman as a prelude to the Mickey's Boo to You Halloween Parade, trick-or-treating throughout the Magic Kingdom, the Hocus Pocus Villain Spectacular, character meet and greets, Halloween overlays of select attractions, Disney Junior Jam at Cosmic Rays Starlight Cafe, and the Pumpkin King himself, Jack Skellington, will host Disney's Not-So-Spooky Spectacular. This can't-miss nighttime extravaganza features projections, special effects, and lighting mixed with fireworks, music, and Disney characters. So hooray for not going up in price.
Sure, why not? Did they do a real one last year?
Yes.
Okay.
That may have been the first real one back.
Probably. Yeah, I feel like that was the first one back.
Did they do a taste of the...
No. Not I think so last scary. Year was the... We're bringing it back.
Yeah,
it's
I think
all
it was a full one back.
I feel like they did something in 2021, but I don't know. It was less. Yeah. It was a less than.
I don't
it
think they did the anything boo, in 2020.
It was. It had a different name.
Boobash.
Boobash. Boobash. Right.
Oh, that yeah. See, I love that name.
Yeah, that's exciting.
I always enjoyed the Not So Scary Halloween Party. Yep. I'd like to go again someday.
You know, it's also spooky.
What?
A dark campground.
Well, yeah.
Which brings us to number two, a new cabin's coming to Disney's Fort Wilderness Campground and Resort.
Are they spooky?
If they're dark.
They're renaming the lake to
there's snakes lake and gators.
Crystal Lake. Or to Crystal Lake, I guess.
Yeah, it would just
it doesn't need to be Lake.
Yeah,
Crystal
it would just
lake.
Be Crystal Lake.
Isn't that a drink? Oh, no, that's Crystal Light.
That's Crystal Light.
We can have some
Crystal
Light.
Crystal Lake, sponsored by Crystal Light.
All right. Well, Disney Vacation Club announced plans to redevelop the cabins at Disney's Fort Wilderness Resort into a new DVC property comprising 350 updated environmental-friendly cabins. Disney Vacation Club says, quote, "Design concepts offer a fresh take on the current cabin experience and are inspired by the resort's idyllic setting, while also paying homage to the resort's unique culture and heritage throughout the magic of Disney storytelling," end quote. Each cabin will sleep up to six adults and include a bedroom, bathroom, living room, full kitchen, and a private patio. The planned cabins are part of a collection of improvement projects underway at Disney's Fort Wilderness Resort and Campground, including proposed pool and walking trail enhancements, as well as new expanded dining experiences at Trails End Restaurant and Crockett's Tavern, with more news to come. The cabins at Disney's Fort Wilderness Resort, a Disney Vacation Club resort, is planned to open at Walt Disney World in 2024, and Disney says that additional information regarding project details, the start of sales, and rental bookings will be released at a later date. And they had some concept art of what these look like, and they're definitely a lot more modern than the current cabins.
Yeah.
So are there going to be any non-DVC ones?
I don't know. I couldn't find
for rental
that
anymore?
For sure.
Well, you can rent DVC rooms.
Yeah. But I just didn't know if they'd just keep some separate if these are like going to be – they were doing all of them.
The way it's
I don't know how many cabins they have now.
Yeah,
they
I don't
said
know
350. I don't know if they have more than that now.
Yeah,
I would doubt it.
It sounded like they were all being converted, but I don't know that for sure.
Well, they could use an update, although they weren't terrible when we stayed there last year.
I mean, the picture of them, it definitely looks like – it almost looks like they've been completely rebuilt. I don't know if that's actually what they are. They just look completely different. Like,
yeah.
They're more of that like modern style of hotel room.
Yeah, these were not. These are like the 90s, but they were meant to look like the Wilderness Lodge, you know, and like actual cabin, you know.
These look more like that Reflections Resort.
It's all a big facade, you see.
Facade.
Oh, I forgot about the Reflections Resort.
Yeah, I don't think it's happening
so
anymore.
So did Disney.
They cleared all that land, too, and
they
just like, nah, never mind. But it had that junky River Country on it, so they needed to clear that land.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's probably just on hold for now. They'll eventually build it.
Haunted by people that didn't survive that giant slide that dropped off 1,000 feet.
Segue that.
Well, they should have had an insurance policy for that slide. And speaking of policies, number three, new park reservation policy is now in effect, plus bonus reservations.
He did it.
As we talked about before, when it was previously announced, Walt Disney World annual pass holders can now visit the theme parks after 2 p.m. without needing a park reservation, except on Saturdays and Sundays at the Magic Kingdom.
Woohoo!
The new policy went into effect on April 18th, and the new policy announced by Disney in January of 2023 is a response to guest criticisms, particularly from frequent annual pass visitors, that previous reservation requirements were too restrictive and inflexible. Also, Disney has added a number of bonus Disney Park Pass reservations for Epcot and Disney's Animal Kingdom throughout the next 5 weeks. These bonus annual pass holder reservations are available on Saturdays and Sundays through May 28, 2023. They do not count toward your allotted number of reservations included with your annual pass, which is 5 with the top tier IncrediPass.
IncrediPass!
So that's cool. Okay.
Yeah, I like it.
Let me ask a question. So you can't go after 2 to the Magic Kingdom.
On Saturdays and Sundays.
Saturdays and Sundays.
But let's say you go to Epcot on Saturday after 2. And then you park hop to Magic Kingdom. Is that a loophole?
I don't know. We'll have to find out.
We will. I mean, I won't, but.
Although it seems unlikely if we were down there, we'd wait till 2 o'clock to go in anywhere.
Yeah.
We just get a park reservation.
Yeah. Honestly. Because they're not hard to get anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you could still go to the Magic.
It's one of those crazy Tron days or something. Yeah. You know, or spring break. They had some issues.
Because you could still go to the Magic Kingdom after 2 if you had a park reservation at any other park. If you're a park hopper.
Yeah. So that's why. So
the only question
weird.
Is if you don't have a reservation.
Right.
And you what if you have 2? No reservations at all about anything?
Well, you live an interesting life.
Yeah. Carefree.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of carefree, we are carefree out of news. No.
I don't care for this segment anymore.
That is it for news.
That was some really interesting news, Michael.
It was.
Tweet.
All right, this week on Main Tweet USA, Peter Pan and Wendy premieres this week. Woo-hoo! On Disney Plus.
So excited.
As we release, not record, because technically it's next week as we record.
Correct. It's a week from today.
With a lot of the deserved attention on the new Little Mermaid coming out next month, you might have overlooked another live action adaptation coming out beforehand. This week, to be precise, with Peter Pan and Wendy on Disney Plus. You'll crow with excitement as Peter Pan and Wendy is based on Scottish author J.M. Barrie's play and beloved characters, as well as the 1953 animated Disney classic, Peter Pan. Directed and co-written by David Lowery, who did The Green Knight, I don't know what that is, and Pete's Dragon, not the good one. The film
was good.
I didn't see it. I don't know. I'm just, yeah. There was no Gogan, so I'm out. No. The film stars Jude Law in the role of Captain Hook, Yara Shahidi as Tinkerbell, Ever Anderson as Wendy, and Alexander Maloney as Peter Pan. Shahidi is the first black actor to portray Tinkerbell, and the remake features girls as well as Noah Matthews Matofsky, an actor with Down syndrome, as members of the Lost Boys. Well, that's cool.
Nice.
Collider says, ironically, for a boy who never grows up, people have grown to love Peter Pan. The character has been the symbol of innocence and escapism throughout its existence in literature and film and has remained one of the best in any era. Now, the boy who wouldn't grow up will be flying in Neverland once again with his mythical friends when Peter Pan and Wendy premieres on April 28th, only on Disney+. And to assure viewers that the upcoming live-action remake will not resort to dark and gritty storytelling, they didn't hire Zack Snyder. Director David Lowery shared that his film stayed faithful to the original material with plenty of intervention and reinvigoration so it can resonate with modern audiences. He goes on to say, as a Peter Pan film, it's not going to surprise anyone who knows the original material. It's very fun and it's funny. If it's grounded, it's only because we were trying to shoot on location, build all of our sets, and have everything feel like a real place. I always value the idea that Neverland is a place that a child could actually get to. As to whether it's a dark and gritty version of Peter Pan, it's not. The film premieres on Disney Plus on Friday, April 28th, and there's a new trailer out.
Yeah, I'm very excited.
Which
about
I didn't
this.
See, but now I want to watch the trailer because I like David Lowery now.
You should watch Peter
Pan.
It's Dragon.
Not one of those things. Don't worry about it. And Batman's not going to be punching anybody to death in it, okay? It's like, it's fine.
It's fun. It's what you want it to be.
You want a Peter Pan movie? We're giving you a Peter Pan movie. He's going to fly. He'll fly. He'll
crow.
And he'll crow, but that's the third one. What did they say in Hook? I can't. He'll fight. He'll fly, fight. And he'll crow. That was it. I love Hook,
yeah.
By the way.
Hopefully this one's better, but it was good.
Then
too.
Hook?
I loved Hook.
Yeah, I loved Hook, too.
As long as it doesn't take him 4.5 hours to get to Neverland.
Just enough.
Like in Hook.
No, they got to Neverland pretty quick.
No, they didn't.
He didn't become Peter Pan until the last 15 minutes.
Yes.
Well, he had to rediscover himself.
And Rufio. He was cool.
Rufio.
That's it for Main Tweet USA.
Thanks, Will. That was a great trip down Main Tweet USA.
And good job putting it together, Michael.
Did you like my crow?
Did you do that?
I did that.
Oh, well, you should take some credit. Oh, my goodness. That was awesome.
I am, because I thought it was hilarious.
I assume that was Disney copy.
Nope, they missed an opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted you to read it and see if you could do it without laughing, and you did. So
I'm all business, you know, if I can read it.
Today's topic is armchair investing, $17 billion at Walt Disney World. During the last Walt Disney Company's shareholder meeting, CEO Bob Iger said the company is, quote, currently planning to invest over $17 billion in Walt Disney World. That investment over a decade will result in an estimated 13,000 new Disney jobs and indirectly thousands of others, as well as attract more people to the state and generate more taxes. So we thought it would be fun to do an armchair Imagineering where you spend $17 billion. And Michael's going to kick us off.
Well, I want to start with, I did some research on what in today's dollars, the four existing parks cost.
Okay.
And this is estimated. I think
$3 billion.
Well, the Magic Kingdom today is over $3 billion.
Huh.
Epcot, also over $3
billion. Okay.
The studios, between $1 and $2 billion. Animal Kingdom, also between $1 and $2 billion.
And that's just the original, not including expansions? Or are they saying that's what it would be worth today?
That's what it cost when they built it back then. So yeah,
because I read a separate article when this came out that they estimate Galaxy's Edge altogether, either at Disneyland or Disney World, it doesn't really matter. It costs $1 billion.
Yeah.
Which makes sense because when they built the studios originally, most of the money probably went to just preparing the land.
Yeah.
Because a lot of
And there wasn't, it's not what it is today either.
Yeah.
There was a lot of studio space.
So that being said, with $15 billion, or $17 billion, you could build all
four.
Look
at him trying to skim off the top already.
I don't
know what happened.
Bean counters in Washington. All right, Michael, how are you spending $17 billion?
So how would I have a list.
Okay.
Just go through the whole list?
Just go through the whole list.
All right. So my first idea was a fifth gate.
Uh-huh.
I think Disney needs more stuff. But don't worry, the existing parks are going to get some love. So my two ideas for the fifth gate are either a Villains Kingdom or an Exploration Kingdom, which would be based on the Society of Explorers and Adventurers.
Oh, cool.
So I don't know what exactly that would entail because I don't know all the mythology of that. But I know there is a lot of mythology and a lot of cool things like Mystic Manor and you could do a lot of different kinds of things than the other parks.
Yeah, you could do a Pocahontas thing. Yeah. And an adventure one.
Yeah.
Right? You could do all of the outdoorsy stuff. Mm-hmm. Ants, maybe?
Bug's Life.
Oh, yeah. Bug's Life.
Nobody watched ants. Nobody wants no ants.
Also, general stuff like more Skyliners and monorails would be good.
Uh-huh.
Also, dedicated transportation from Animal Kingdom Lodge to Animal Kingdom.
I mean, it's a no-brainer. Yeah. How is that not happening?
And even, make it a safari-type vehicle. You're going on safari from your lodge to the kingdom
yeah.
of animals.
There should be a special entrance like there is at the California Adventure.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Like,
only Animal Kingdom Lodge people can come
in. And it should just have that little road that they are the only ones that are allowed on because yeah. it's still a bit of a ways over there.
Yeah, have it dump them into like the Africa section, like so they're mm-hmm. in the park as opposed to having to go through the front. Mm-hmm. Something special about yeah.
figure it out. I don't know how.
Yeah.
Yeah. None of my business.
There's room.
What is it? We're the CEO now.
Oh yeah, that's right.
It's literally your business. Okay. Actually, you just, you know, tell somebody to figure that out.
It is my job to want. Mm-hmm. It is your job to do.
All right. At the Magic Kingdom, I'm gonna go ahead and approve those blue sky ideas.
Mm-hmm.
For Coco and Encanto behind Thunder Mountain. Villains will be its own park okay. potentially, so I'm not going to include that. An Aladdin dark ride in Fantasyland. It needs more.
Oh, that'd be good.
Classic dark rides.
Yep.
Get rid of the spinners in Adventureland.
I mean, I guess it's magic carpet.
You would think.
Based,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. We're sitting on the carpet.
Yeah.
And it goes, flies around like Peter Pan.
Yeah. Part of it will be in the sky, but other parts will be going through like the city.
The Cave of Wonders.
Yeah. It'll be the first CGI Cave of Wonders in a Disney dark ride.
Did you know that family travel has the incredible power to shape our children's worldview and create lasting memories? In a world where representation is often lacking, it's essential for our children to see themselves reflected in every aspect of life, including the stories we tell about travel. Introducing the Travel of Legacy podcast, where we're rewriting the script by celebrating the diverse voices of Black and Brown family travelers. Each episode of Travel of Legacy is a testament to the enriching power and the joy of exploration in Black and Brown communities. So journey with us and subscribe now.
I'm also going to refresh Tomorrowland.
Okay.
Modernize the Speedway, refurbish Space Mountain like Disneyland.
What are you modernizing the Speedway with?
Something other than gas or diesel.
Yeah. Okay.
So it could be electric. It could be a hover.
Yeah, I think it has to be electric at this point, yeah. right? Like,
I would go. I mean, why not hover?
Well, I guess technically those would be yeah. electric too, but
yeah,
yeah. Well, those run on diesel.
Steam.
Carbon.
What does this run on? Regular gas. I don't know.
Space Mountain to be like Disneyland. Just redo the inside like they did.
Yeah.
Make it smooth again now that you have these other smoother roller coaster type attractions.
Would you go for a different track layout?
Not if the current one would fit. I don't know if they modernized the current one, if it would fit in there. I don't know what's involved with.
Again, that's not for us to figure
what
out.
What about one track
for the whole thing?
For the whole thing.
As long as the ride was a lot longer,
it would be double the length. Because the space is the same and you're filling up the whole thing.
I think it's a good length. I only say that because the last time I was on it, I was ready to get off of
yeah.
at the length it was at.
What if they made it?
I would say I would be for that only if the ride vehicles mm-hmm. were twice as long. So that you could fit the same number yeah. of people.
And they could put a lot more people on the track, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be the key.
But
yeah.
what you do is, if it's twice as long, then you do what they did at Seven Dwarf Mine Train, where you have a dark ride scene in the middle.
Yeah.
That would
yeah.
be cool.
I don't know if there's enough room in there. I mean, but there's a lot of room.
Oh, yeah. So you could, sorry. You yeah. could go, you could leave here, space up to somewhere, the moon, maybe. And then you go see moon scenes, which are dark ride scenes. And then it's like, okay, it's time to go home. And you head
see
back
those,
home.
You could see those on the People Mover as well. That'd be yeah. pretty neat.
You could also attach a new show building to the back of Space Mountain, that mm-hmm. like the dark
Can
ride
you?
Portion.
Is there room now?
There's like roads and stuff, okay. but the roads.
Because they just built a big thing back there.
Yeah. That's, yeah.
And there's that pond. They don't need to fill that in.
And we don't need roads where we're going.
We do it on the other side.
We still need roads for all this new infrastructure we're building.
Carry the timbers
and refresh the rest of Tomorrowland, like keep the classics that are there, but do something where Stitch's Great Escape and where the Laugh Floor is, like do something a little more Tomorrowlandy.
Mm-hmm.
I think would make the land more thematically appropriate.
Would you continue with the retro future, or are you talking like future or Tomorrowland, the movie future?
which I guess is kind of future.
I don't have a preference, as long as it was cohesive.
Yeah.
You got to fit Tron in there somehow. So it has to be more than retro future.
I think it just has to be all new at this point. Like, yeah. You might even want to think about not gutting the whole thing, but close to. Because if there's any land at Walt Disney World that needs replacing the most wholesale, it's Tomorrowland in the Magic Kingdom.
Yeah.
Well, and it was a close second is Dino Land in Animal Kingdom. Yeah. But they're working on it. I mean, they've just keep cutting parts away. Like, it needs a, and it hasn't been cohesively themed since 1997 or something.
Soon in Dino Land, they're going to put up those planters that just block off. There's nothing back here.
What about the dinosaur ride?
Extinct.
Yeah. Well, it used to be here. It's on the map. It's listed on the Lightning Lane. Yeah, oh, that's weird.
All right. In Adventureland, I want to add Indiana Jones and the Forbidden Eye. What is it called?
The Temple of the Forbidden Eye.
Temple of the Forbidden Eye. Stick it in there between Pirates and Tiana's Bayou Adventure.
Okay.
Somewhere.
Shove it in your jeans.
And add a better restaurant to Tony's Town Square. Make it like the signature restaurant of the Magic Kingdom. Like, hardest one to get into.
Like, isn't there one at Disney, Disneyland Paris, like Waltz or something?
Yeah.
They should do something
that. Yeah. Make it special.
Fine dining, but not like, you know,
still in a theme
snooty,
park.
Yeah. You know?
And I'm fine with the like Lady and the Tramp theming, but just make
anything.
The restaurant more desirable.
Edible.
Get takeout from Carrabba's and bring that in. Like, that'd be fine.
Yeah. Yeah. Have them cater. Yeah. They'll bring their old truck.
Put Carrabba's in there.
Yeah.
They got that bread.
Tony's Town Square presented by Carrabba's.
Oh, Macaroni Grill. That was the one where you can draw on the table.
Yeah.
But, oh, yeah.
I'm fine with that too.
Either one.
Kids would love that. Where can they draw on the table at Walt Disney World? Hmm? Where? I ask you.
Mama Melrose's?
I don't think they can.
I mean, honestly, any table you can draw on.
Well, I know, but like encouraged to do so.
Yeah.
It is the biggest waste of space, honestly. It's sad that like.
It's sad.
Like.
It's prime real estate.
We don't like to be, honestly, we don't like to be negative on this show. But like, if we're negative, it's typically tongue in cheek about something.
Yeah.
Except Tony's Town Square.
Tony's Town Square.
And I'll eat bad spaghetti. I love spaghetti. Just give me some, like, whatever. It was bad.
To be fair, I have not eaten there, so I'm only putting it down because of what I've been told.
I am not playing radio on this one.
No.
I've eaten there twice, and I did not enjoy it both times. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's head over to Epcot.
Okay.
Okay.
The most important thing to me is the refurbished Spaceship Earth.
So. Okay.
More than the blue light? Are they still going to do the blue light?
That, the blue light is fine as long as they refurbish.
I don't care.
Spaceship
the blue light is fine.
Just make it so it's not falling apart and it doesn't sound like metal scraping on metal.
Mm-hmm.
Just give it like the love it deserves as the signature attraction at Epcot.
Remember when Scotty
updated its air conditioning?
Yeah. Well, that too. Remember when Scotty sabotaged the Excelsior in Star Trek 3?
Sabotage.
This is niche Star Trek. Remember how it sounded?
Like,
that's how Spaceship Earth sounds now.
Along with that, I want to add a futuristic hotel on the west side of the main entrance.
Okay.
That will have like its own entrance to the park.
Connections Hotel.
Oh.
There you go.
It connects you to world future connection.
Yeah. Also, it would be symmetrical because you have the big show building of Guardians on the eastern side.
Yeah.
Have a big hotel on the other side.
And they paint it blue.
No, I mean,
no windows.
I haven't seen a big building
there.
I don't.
It would be a space colored.
There was one of those.
That'd be worth it. So you
one of those race closer. Mornings in January or February. It was. I probably mentioned this. It was so cloudy. It was hard to see.
Yeah, sometimes it blends in perfectly.
I was like, yeah, that's crazy. Well, that's crazy.
Yeah,
it's like when we were on top of the Empire State Building in December.
All right, I want to add two new countries to World Showcase.
Oh, nice!
Brazil and Australia.
Brazil.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
The food in Australia is going to be great. You get those meat pies.
Vegemite.
Mm-hmm. I've never had Vegemite.
It's salty.
Yeah.
It's fine, I think.
Joey Pockets.
I don't want to get into a kangaroo. Would that be a ride?
What are those? Are they like Hot Pockets or are they like
That
Pop-Tarts?
Was a joke, but I was envisioning more of a Hot Pocket.
We're trying to come up Joey with real Pockets. Food here, Michael. are we going to do a Brazilian steakhouse?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Is there going to be a ride for either one of them?
Yeah.
Or an attraction of any sort?
I don't know. I don't know how much space they have on the current lot. So
you have as much as you want.
Australia's got to be some sort of reef-based ride.
We should put Australia in the middle of the lagoon.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's its own island.
Yeah.
But an eyesore.
It'll be nice.
If there's a country, like a full-themed country there.
It'll have that fake opera house. It's lovely.
Yep.
I was going to put an attraction in Japan.
Oh,
bring back that Mount Fuji coaster that they was supposed to be there.
We'll gut Spaceship Earth, like you said, and just move it over there.
Why?
Because that's what move it was probably
going over there.
The whole coaster.
The ball?
Yeah. No. Space Mountain. That's what I'm about. Space Mountain. We'll gut Space Mountain like you wanted to. Just move all the guts over into Mount Fuji coaster. It'll be a throwback.
And smooth it out a little bit. But yeah.
No, we'll make it even more.
Basically, make it a Japanese Matterhorn.
Oh, you want Matterhorn?
Because okay. Mount Fuji.
You wanted to like grind your knees? I love the Matterhorn.
Just fun. Though. And it would be like a cool like facade to the back of Japan to see like a mountain back there. Mm-hmm. Cherry Tree Lane. Let's put that back on the books.
Okay.
I don't really care about the Mary Poppins attraction. Do whatever you're going to do. I just want to like walk down Cherry Tree Lane.
Okay. I'd like an attraction.
Well, I would like attraction too, but.
Do you want to do what the rumor was? Like that?
The teacups?
Yeah.
Is that what you want?
Well, I was, you know, I was hoping it'd be more like that. That
the dark ride?
No. The the Ouija ride, and California Adventure. That'd be cool.
That would be cool.
I don't know what it is, but that's a fun ride, and we should have one.
It's carousel horses.
Well, yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
do that. That's my idea. Anyway,
all right, I'm for that.
And it could be indoor, so it's not so hot.
Let's get something in the old Wonders of Life building. If it's not going to be the play thing, then make it Wall-E based. Just do something with it so that it's just not an empty building.
Let's say we tear it down and that's where we put our hotel, honestly.
But it's in the wrong spot.
Anything's the right spot if you put it there.
I don't know what you're talking about. All I see is planters with plants.
I want to redo the Imagination Pavilion and make it a mind and body pavilion. So it'll focus on imagination and health. So keep Figment. Just make a real imagination attraction.
We got to have healthy food and stuff in there, like Wonders of Life.
Body.
We
got to
get on treadmills or bikes again, like you did in that one.
No, but you could learn about.
You're trying to bring back original Epcot.
Health,
little bit by little bit.
Nuh-uh.
I'm sold.
Argument over.
Well, I glossed right over. What did you have an idea for the imagination, like redo?
More like the original.
I'm fine with that. Like, did you have a thought? Like,
yeah, I really
gritty reboot.
We know Figment's popular, so they're obviously not going to get rid of Figment. But bring back the Dreamfinder and have like the story there.
It's a no-brainer.
The attraction doesn't have to be exactly the same, but like,
no,
use what you have. That's part of the theming.
It would be perfect for a lot of screen use too, by the way, like flying around and seeing different, like they're literally imagining things and it pops right up on the screen, you know, maybe have the, like the animatronics up front, you know, and interact with stuff on the screen. It's easy to do now.
And for all the people that like complain about screens, the original Imagination Attraction, as beloved as it was, it had a lot of screens.
Yeah.
With animated Figments and stuff.
And they could use like what I guess magicians or hypnotists use. No,
sleight of hand.
No. Oh. In the queue, they plant some sort of idea into your mind.
A seed.
And then you go, and then they're like you said, imagine everyday object, and because they've like programmed you to imagine you imagine that thing, and then it shows up. That would be amazing.
Except it'll never
to the
work.
People that it worked on.
It'll never work on us because we're too smart.
Oh yeah,
but two, probably got a lightning lane.
Well, they'd have to figure out something.
Yeah, exactly.
And have it be like randomized, so it's a different thought.
Yeah, the lightning lane queue is a half a mile.
It can feel that way sometimes, like Space Mountain. I mean, gotta walk past all those normals.
That's true.
I like that idea for imagination. I'm really on. I don't know about the health part. I'm not a big fan of that, I gotta be honest with you.
Yeah,
that's fine. They can get rid of that.
I don't want a salad bar.
Seems like health in PE class.
Well, yeah. No, health in the sense of like spiritual health. Like, there's like imagination's about
Namaste?
Your mind and being creative and stuff, but there's more to like being mentally competent and stuff, or not competent, but I don't know what I'm trying to say. I have a thought, but I don't know how to verbalize it.
I bet you could if you had, if you went to the your new imagination pavilion and were able to center yourself.
Yeah. Namaste.
Namaste. Okay. I'm for it now.
All right. Let's head over to Animal Kingdom.
Okay.
Expand Pandora.
Yeah.
To do what?
We need a water area from.
For the
Akota, sequel.
No, the Akota Maya.
The Metkayina tribe. That's so beautiful.
They're the green ones.
I ain't gotten there
yet. I haven't gotten that far.
I watched the first half hour and then...
Oh, you're still in the jungle?
I had a bit of a 2 weeks.
The Ocampa.
I started it and then I had a bit of an out time here. Yeah. So I'm coming back. I did enjoy the first half hour.
Oh, that's good. The rest of it's better, so...
Well, there you go.
Will wrote me, it was like, I've watched a half hour of this and they haven't found the way of water yet or something.
It was also like 11:30 no at night. I was like, yet. I was just starting it. I knew I wasn't going to do it all in one.
Well, you were not setting it up for success.
I wasn't.
Will likes to watch 3 hour movies at 11.
I like to watch 3 hour movies in half hour increments, honestly.
That's fair.
And it likes suspenseful sci-fi at 6 a.m.
Took me 6 weeks to watch Zack Snyder's Justice League.
So good.
But I do like to watch Mandalorian now for like years. It's not serious anymore. It's just, yeah. It's fun. That's a great 7 a.m. before work show.
All right. So in this water area, I want at least one new ride.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What kind?
I want something that's like in the water. So like it mimics that you're in the water, like under the water.
I saw a thing today. Well, no, it wasn't today. I saw a rumor one of these past days. So, you know, have you heard they're closing that Poseidon's Adventure?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And Islands of Adventure? Did you talk about this? Mm-hmm. And there's this patent out there where Universal has one for a water ride with also it's on a track up top. So it lifts off too. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Turns from a water ride to like a flying ride. So you could do something with that.
Yeah, because they have those creatures where they're skim wings where they're under the water and they fly out of the water. Yep. And they fly for a little while.
Disney,
yeah.
Do that.
Yeah. Put it back there somewhere. Also, they need a table service restaurant in Pandora.
Mm-hmm.
Is it going to be...
Serve avatars.
Serve avatars.
All right, I'm intrigued. Tell me more.
The hamburgers are blue.
They are grown, so I guess the avatars could taste like anything. Do you want them to taste like...
you're in a tricky situation.
Lab-grown avatars.
Like... I probably should just leave this one alone. Well, yeah, no, like what kind of restaurant did you even like have any thoughts? Is it going to be more like eating in the Navi River Journey, you know? Like,
yeah.
Immersed in there, like a...
Yeah, something on Pandora, not like in the, like, not in the, like, the human part of Pandora, mm-hmm. but like in the...
Because, you know, they're not eating well.
The humans?
The humans. They're just eating canned crap.
Yeah, probably.
I don't know. They're probably... They're farming. We know they're farming.
Okay, I'm sorry. I still have only the first...
They farmed in the first one.
Did they?
Yeah.
Oh, good for them.
Yeah, when he first woke up in his avatar and...
He goes running.
They're like testing his motor skills or whatever.
That's right. Yeah,
they go out into a farm.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah.
And then he plays basketball.
Yeah.
I'm not making that up, right?
No.
Okay. No, Sigourney Weaver's character.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Continue.
All right, I'm going to greenlight those other blue sky things. Moana and Zootopia are coming to where Dinoland is.
You betcha. Yeah.
Nope.
Sorry, Dinoland.
I mean... It's coming.
Yeah.
Like, right. Like, there's no way it's
Moana
not.
For sure.
Dinoland's on his dying breath at this point. Yeah. Like,
they've announced a live action Moana movie. Like, Moana is, there's a Moana series coming. It mm-hmm. seems like they're building up the Moana.
Yeah. We're looking up in the sky and there's a weird dot coming towards us if we're in Dinoland.
Yeah.
Oh.
What's that? It ain't good.
Or move Dinoland somewhere else. Make it smaller.
Is it worth it?
It's already pretty small. It's a ride and Restaurantosaurus and like the Triceratop thing.
Yeah. I'm fine if they keep the ride in the restaurant and like the barnyard or not the boneyard thing.
I think it's time to gut the whole area.
Get rid of that whole carnival section at the very least.
It's almost gone.
Because that could be like a little land.
I think it's a foregone conclusion.
Yeah, I think so too. Make conservation station interesting and able to walk there instead of the train.
But that train's nice.
No, the train's nice, but you should also have another way to get to and fro so you don't have to wait for the train when you're over there and you're bored and you want to go back.
Okay.
What if some of those animals get out?
You can ride one of the animals.
You need to be able to run away.
Can I ride a rhino back to Harambe?
I don't know if that fits into the theme.
I think you'd have to ask the rhino. It's not up to me.
Yeah. It ain't your decision.
Yeah.
And then a new expansion for Kumandra from Raya and the Last Dragon with a cool family coaster dark ride about the dragons.
Where?
I don't know. I'm not really familiar with how much land around the current park is actually.
I think there's a decent amount.
I know there's like a lot of land. I just don't know where it is.
I think it'd have to be away from the safari side.
Yeah.
Because that goes way back, you know?
It may have to be on the Dinoland side, too. I don't really know. But
there's a lot more back there, you know. Just,
I remember running back there.
Yeah, those races let you know there's a lot of land. But there's also that, like, I don't know if it's wastewater, but there's a giant water, like, treatment or something plant right there, right off and out before the parking lot.
I guess they could make...
I think there's more on the other side, too, like behind Avatar.
Yeah. That wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah. Because it's further than you think between the lodge. It's further than you think between Animal Kingdom Lodge and Animal Kingdom when you look at the Google Maps.
Which is surprising until you look at it. Like, you think they're kind of right next to each other.
And they, yeah, you would think, especially because, oh, it's the Savannah, right? It's not the same Savannah. Might as well be Savannah, Georgia. Am I right, guys? Because it's pretty far away.
Oh.
It's cobblestones.
I guess you could put a Zootopia where Conservation Station is and then have Moana and Kumandra over where Dinoland is.
I've always thought that's the way to go when we've talked about the Zootopia thing.
Because
she rides the train.
Yeah, you could do some storytelling on that train.
But also have a walk path.
And then we'd have the whole Zootopia versus Moana thing again. Like, I'm not going back there. I'm staying up front with Moana. So,
it can be good competition.
Good competition.
All right. Hollywood Studios. Expand Galaxy's Edge to take up the Muppets area. So,
okay.
I think I talked about this last week. So make it so Star Tours is adjacent to Galaxy's Edge.
So do you want Star Tours to be involved in Galaxy's Edge? Okay.
Or at least somehow connected. So like, you have the option to exit into Batu or not.
Do you want to be in universe or in Hollywood Studios? Like, basically.
Yeah. And I want to keep the Muppets, but just put them somewhere else if there's room. Because I like the Muppets, but
There's room.
They're just in a weird spot right now in between a Star Wars land and a Star Wars attraction.
It is odd. You know?
And there's not much back there that's actually being used.
And they keep updating it too, which I always kind of thought maybe they'd start phasing out Star Tours, like for do something else, but they're updating it.
I guess it's a cheap thing that holds a lot of people.
It does.
And like, even when there's a line, it's not that long.
And it pumps people through there, unless like 18 other rides are down that day.
What you could do is at that split or at a split somewhere, you could have an exit to Batu side and an exit to Hollywood Studios side. And which side you choose depends on what, or the shows that you see depend on which side you choose. So if you choose the Batu side, it's all new trilogy in story, and you can only exit into Batu.
Yeah.
And then if you choose the other side, then you get original trilogy or prequel trilogy.
Yeah. Do you want it to be like as immersive on that side or like a, you know, Star Wars land, you know? You understand what I'm asking?
Like, you dump out to the Temple of the Trials of the Jedi, like kind of where the front of it is now.
Yeah.
And the,
then there's Indiana Jones right there too.
Yeah.
So
you dump out into Hollywood Studios.
Okay.
Or into the,
See, I'm thinking now that, this isn't mine, so I apologize.
Yeah.
When you dump out to that, if you dump out to that side, we can have an in-universe and out-of-universe Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
Like, keep Galaxy's Edge as is. And in fact, the longer it's open, the more they're going to get unlocked from their frozen time period. Because, I mean, you got the Mandalorian walking around there, and I didn't see him in episode 7, 8, or 9, you know, which is fine. It's great. I'm going to put Boba Fett over there, too. Like, it'd be weird to see Kylo Ren and Darth Vader in the same spot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But, like, on our other side,
a very special appearance on Father's Day.
Oh, Grandfather's Day. On the other side, I think that would be appropriate, though, like, because it's coming out of Star Tours, and here's a kiddie ride that's like Tauntauns or something, but there's Darth Vader walking around, or Luke Skywalker, or next to Padme, you know, like, it is a Star Wars land. Like, it is
More Star Wars land versus Batuu.
Versus, we're going to a different planet.
Yep.
Yeah.
I like that.
I think, you know, but you'd have to take up more land there. You have to take out the Indiana Jones stunt show.
Fine. It's time.
It is time. I mean,
turn that into something. Turn it into a Star Wars stunt show.
Put all the Indiana Jones stuff over in my new adventure park.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. I mean, especially if they want to do, I don't know if they're, you know, because this sounds like this, they keep saying it's going to be the last Indiana Jones movie. Like, which I'm for. I think it's, you know.
Yeah.
But how much is that IP still worth for future audiences?
Yeah, that's true.
Like, they're going to try to breathe new life into the Harry Potter franchise, and I understand that. But Indiana Jones, I think it's a different animal.
It's a very different animal, like, yeah.
So, but I like that. I think I never thought of the Star Wars stunt show, and that would fit in perfectly with our, quote, Star Wars land, you know?
The only kind of thing they'll have to figure out as far as having, like, the two different sides to Star Tours is they need to make it clear when you're going into Star Tours, you know where you're coming out. So if you have family waiting for you, they're not waiting on the wrong side of the park.
Yeah, and I think it could be, you know, like...
There could be a cut through or something.
Yeah, I think they'd make it simpler than we're describing it, too. Because you'd have to walk through Star Wars land a little bit to get to Galaxy's Edge through that tunnel and everything. There would be a clear delineation.
Ooh, here's how you do it. If you're in Star Wars land, you go into Star Tours, it's only the Star Wars...
Oh, like stuff. Separate entrances for?
Yep. If you're in Batuu, you can get into Star Tours, and that's when you go into the in-universe stuff, and you come out in Batuu. So you come out next to where you go in, but there are two separate entrances. Mm. So essentially two separate Star Tours.
And probably, you know, remember, money's no object, too. Yeah. So we can figure this out. I'm also in favor of continuing to ease out of the lock time period in Batuu.
Yeah.
And you could expand in there too, you know, because there's room for another attraction.
Yeah, because it's like Avengers Campus. Somebody is in a movie and they're there the next day. Like,
and I am jealous of that.
Yeah,
you know, like the Mandalorian is like the show right now, right?
Yeah.
Like, so they should have had like a bunch of Mandalorians around, you know, to coincide with this season.
You telling me if they did the same thing that they do at Avengers Campus, we wouldn't see, spoiler alert, IG-11 Grogu.
Yeah, I mean, it's
today.
Yeah, today. Yesterday. Yeah. You know, like, now it is tougher in Disney World to have the walk around characters, but we could figure out something. Yeah. So
they could add to the story of Batuu that there's these random time pockets. So that,
oh, it's interesting you walk say through. That.
Is that like a thing?
So, you know, there's already speculation that the Ahsoka show may involve something that happened in Rebels, like the world beyond worlds or whatever, where you could go in different time periods. There's your answer right there.
Yep. Yeah. Know? Do like, that. So like it's built into the story and it's not just like,
or it could have just been a black background. One of the scenes in the trailer. So, but I love the speculation.
Yeah. Either way, there's something you can do there.
I think there's a lot of room there and there's a lot of wasted space in Hollywood studios. I mean, the Muppet area, like, let's just call it. It's also like Dino Land. It's dead.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I love Muppets Vision 3D, but there's an Italian restaurant and Muppet Vision 3D and bad pizza. And there you go.
That's it. Yeah.
And a Miss Piggy fountain. They should save that and put it somewhere else. But honestly, other than that, if you're going to do something with the Muppets, do something better.
Put the Miss Piggy fountain in pop movies.
In what?
Oh, All-Star movies.
All-Star movies.
Oh.
Lovely. Done.
Yeah.
All right, I also want to add a table service restaurant to Galaxy's Edge.
Okay.
But I don't have an idea for it. But something like the classier side of Star Wars, like the Coruscant.
Yeah, part of Star Wars. You know,
fine dining.
You got that on the Galactic Star Cruiser, but you should have some for the normals too.
Would it be in poor taste if somebody bought the Jedi Temple and turned it into a restaurant?
I mean, did you know in universe that Emperor Palpatine took over the Jedi Temple and made it his palace?
Yeah.
And corrupted like whatever was under there and turned into a Sith temple or something.
Yeah.
Of course it is.
You know what? He had his ways.
He commits.
He did commit. You gotta give him that, you know?
And he may again.
No.
You never know.
Yeah.
No, I think an in-universe restaurant could work really well there as well. It'd be a lot, you could do it like if they hadn't already done it, Space
220.
220, yeah. Something like that would work.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
But in Star Wars.
Yeah.
Like you're eating and...
The battle going on.
Another battle.
Where are all those X-Wings going?
I don't know. We may want to... guys, the Death Star is here.
Darth Maul?
We may want to get out of here. But my dessert.
I think they should...
I don't know. The rate at which those blast gates are opening versus how long I think it'll take for my dessert. I think we're fine. I think we're fine.
They just got to scoop out the lightsaber sorbet.
Yeah.
It's three different colors. I mean, it's fine. And little you know, like glow sticks.
On the lightsaber side.
All right. Over where Rock and Roller Coaster and the car show is, gut that and it becomes Marvel Land, some sort of new Marvel Land that they're allowed to do.
Mm-hmm. Where again?
Where Rock and Roller Coaster and that car show.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Put some new e-ticket there. They could somehow use Rock and Roller Coaster, but it needs some.
Yeah. I think it could work as a Guardians type thing if they want it, even right now.
Yeah.
They could put them in it, but they already have a roller coaster.
Yeah.
You know,
turn it into a Tony Stark roller coaster.
I love Rock and Roller Coaster too, but it may be time as well.
Yeah, smooth it out.
I never thought I'd be more into like you know, like raising stuff to the ground on this show as I am.
But it's also been like 25 years.
Yeah, exactly. So, let's get some like universal thoughts in there. It's been 5 years. Lines are low. Tear it down.
Yeah.
So I think it should be an e-ticket and some sort of dark ride if you're going to do a Marvel. And or maybe a show too. You could do a stunt show with Marvel. I mean, that's an option too.
We don't need two stunt shows. We just got
to. But if you don't have the Star Wars stunt show. And then my last thing was do a Tower of Terror hotel or a hotel themed to Tower of Terror over by Tower of Terror.
Mm-hmm. How many times are you going to say
But that? It doesn't look like the Tower of Terror because that's an attraction. But when you go in it, you think you're in it. Does that make any sense? Huh?
You think you're in what?
The Tower of Terror.
Thank you.
And it has its own entrance to the park on that side, obviously.
Is it going to be spooky?
Yeah, it has to be a little spooky.
I don't want to stay in a spooky
Only room hotel. 13.
Oh.
Or floor 13.
Again, you know, we made all those jokes about, you know, the Galactic Star Cruiser. Yeah, just the towels, please.
You know, it would be funny if the elevators were programmed to every once in a while, like if you push the button for your floor, it takes you to a, like, fifth dimension floor. But it looks like your floor when you get out. So you get out.
But you went to the lobby to go get coffee. And you're just standing there with two cups of coffee and like.
And then you go down the hall looking for your room and there's a big eye that jumps out.
Oh my God. I would love seeing the irritated, like hungover dad or like tired from the day before. I wanted a bagel. Can we just not for a minute?
Or like the international guests who don't speak English. Like what? Like
they don't know what's going on.
They don't know what's going on.
Okay, I guess instead of a hotel, maybe you could just have a restaurant. That's
I'm for the hotel now.
Yeah.
For comedy.
It could just be another, like you could theme it to look like the Tower of Terror Hotel. And you can also see it from the Tower of Terror. It just looks like more buildings.
Mm.
On that same campus.
Yeah. I think it could work.
Yeah.
Because there's space over there too.
And there's comedy to be had.
Yeah.
I mean.
Ah, the fifth dimension floor.
And that all those costumes would be so cool. Yeah. Like, you know, but so hot for the bellhops actually trying to work in those. And yeah. But yeah. So, I think it's neat. I think it's a good idea.
That's all I got. Sorry to take up the whole show with
No. That's great.
No, that's okay. All right. So I also came up with some ideas, and I did mine around themes. So I have an infrastructure one, a new park one, a new land in an existing park, new attractions in an existing land, a resort, and some other thing. So I'm going to start with some other thing.
Okay.
Okay. So this is something like Putt-Putt or Disney Springs, Mickey's Midway. So this is where you bring in what they tried to do in Dinoland USA. Yeah, yeah. You do those midway games. You have an arcade. You have some escape rooms. It's an entertainment district that has a lot of fair-like things.
Will there be a pizza window?
There will be a pizza window.
It's going down for refurbishment.
Multiple hot dog stands.
Okay. Do you know where you put it?
No.
You're going to attach it to any hotel or anything like the boardwalk? Okay.
No. So it's its own district. Separate. It's like a Disney Springs.
So my one suggestion would be let's get some transportation besides a bus over there from somewhere.
Yeah.
Like a Skyliner or something.
Maybe it's in the like pop All-Stars area.
Well, those are very different areas.
Are they?
Pick one. All-Stars are. There's a lot of land down
Pop
there.
And Art of Animation have the Skyliner already.
Yeah.
So let's give the All-Stars something other than that giant McDonald's.
Yeah. I think, I don't know about a specific amounts of land, but I think there's enough for to do what you want to do.
Yeah, there. The land right next to the giant McDonald's.
Yeah, yeah, probably. Yeah,
like, I mean, back there, like along, I think it's Osceola Parkway.
Yeah. I think it's 192 right past there. I don't, whatever, doesn't matter. Yeah, yeah. I think there's room for this regardless. Yeah.
Big Midway.
And you might be able to have another entrance from like maybe 192 or something, a back way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so you don't, so for us cool kids, you know, like
we know how to get in.
We know how to get there.
And obviously, we don't know anything about what land is set aside for conservation, but they can work around that.
No, it sounds like we're going to work past that.
Yeah.
There's still plenty of land.
Yeah.
All right. So for a new resort, this resort is going to be called Disney's Enchanted Kingdom. You know what we're missing at all Disney parks? Castle-themed hotels.
Oh, yeah.
Castles are their thing.
Yeah.
So why don't we have a castle-themed hotel?
I don't know. Seems like a oversight to me.
Yeah. So your buildings, your castles are... You have an Arendelle, whatever that castle is. Kumandra. Dunbrock.
What's that?
From Brave. It's the Brave castle. You get a little Scottish.
Scottish.
Thing. Yeah. The Moors and such.
Bears.
Atlantica.
Humid.
Yeah.
Oh, more humid. Cool.
Which one? That one's more humid.
I assume that's Atlantis.
Moist.
Yeah, that's Little Mermaid.
Oh, okay.
Atlantica.
Not Atlantis.
Not Atlantis.
Okay, because I was going to stop you there.
No. Atlantis,
like, you know.
It can use more representation, but it doesn't.
You
get
ain't
a
getting
hotel.
A hotel, pal.
No.
Like, Herbie got a building, which is probably a stretch at All-Star Movies, but at least they made another Herbie movie.
Yep. And then in the back, looming over them all, is the Forbidden Mountain, which is Maleficent's castle.
Oh. So is it like your deluxe rooms or something, maybe?
Maybe. But it's also scary.
What are you thinking, like, value, moderate, deluxe on these?
I feel like this is deluxe. You're staying in a castle.
Yeah.
That's deluxe.
And how big are we talking?
Wait, are these all separate resorts or all part of the same resort?
Same resort, but different castles. So it's like the different buildings in the other resorts.
If I may.
Yeah.
We could do it kind of like a Coronado Springs, where, like, your big tower could be... The one, whichever one you want to be the best, and then have smaller castles around like a little lake or something.
Yeah.
Like
a
World Showcase type thing. But leave it maybe with moderate prices except for your premium rooms.
That the Forbidden Mountain is.
Yeah. If you'd like.
Yeah. Like your Kumandra could be cheaper because it's not one of the like.
And
the
nobody
high
wants to stay there because they want to go to the Forbidden Mountain.
That's got that cool circle.
Or Arendelle.
Yeah.
I bet Arendelle will get a lot of.
It would. Can we request? No. We'll let you know.
Yeah.
Request.
Yeah. You can for a fee.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
Like room requests. Like, I want to stay in Arendelle. Like, you're going to get in Kumandra.
Well, that's what Art of Animation does. Like, you can get a family suite or you can pick a family suite theme. And if you pick a family suite theme, it's more expensive than just picking a family suite.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay. Still have yet to stay there.
Yeah, we're staying there in October.
Oh, mazel tov.
All right. So that's my resort. So we got some new attractions for an existing land. And to go on Michael's Avatar thing, we're going to expand. We're going to add something else to Pandora. But all I wrote, similar to Michael, was something is great at Flight of Passage, but with water avatars.
Yes. Yeah. I think we may have it. With what we were talking about, like that new ride system thing.
Oh, the boat that flies.
I think there's some there. You can do a lot with that. An indoor outdoor type thing. Maybe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But somehow, I don't know, you know, I feel
like you would have to,
I can't get into this too much cause I haven't seen the movie, like, all of it yet. So
I think if you do a water ride for the water avatars, I almost feel like you got to get rid of,
Navi River Journey.
You can't.
Because then you can't have two water-based attractions. Turn that into a different.
Why not? You have two land-based attractions and other.
I don't want to be mean, but I'm going to. It's barely an attraction.
Yeah.
It's also like, underneath Flight of Passage.
And maybe
really
if they build another couple of attractions, you can finally get on Navi River Journey with less than an hour wait. And it can be a short wait for what it actually is. A nice little, this is nice.
You could also, I mean, you could convert it to just a dark ride. And like maybe it's something with that tree, that glowing tree or whatever.
Yeah,
you can like
Tree of Souls.
Yeah, you can get into Pandora.
Is there something where you could have like the dark, the water part is all indoors, and then you fly out, and maybe you're not even really outside, but that gives you your flight of passage type thing.
Yeah.
Where like you're flying next to a screen or something, like a big, you know.
I've always thought they should, again, if there's room, I don't really know.
There's, Michael, but there's room.
They should expand, not, and this is what I thought it was going to be originally, it was make Navi River Journey so you go outside, like make it longer, like.
Yeah, so the problem with that is like the weather, you know? Like,
well,
you
yeah. So, but it could be like simulated outside or something, but make it more than the story of you're just going to like the, see the shaman. Make it like an adventure park, so there's like rapids or something.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, you could expand that attraction to be more than what it is. So it, but again, like you said, or one of you said, if you have another attraction, then Navi River Journey.
Then I'll get on Navi River Journey again because I'm not waiting an hour for it. Like, that's, it's hot.
Some other new attractions in existing lands. So I'm going to gut, reimagine, and expand Countdown to Extinction, getting rid of the dinosaur. Going just back to Countdown to Extinction.
You're just going to, I thought you were going to just call it Countdown to Extinction to tear it down.
Oh, no.
Okay. Just okay. Because, you know, I like that initiative.
Like, that's the sign.
Yeah.
16 days.
And then tear it down. Yeah.
Build some, but use the same ride system and same gimmick, but make it more like the Indiana Jones one.
Turn like the lights on.
Yeah, that scene where you go into the main chamber in the Indiana Jones.
I mean,
like, you can't beat that.
There's nothing
right
now that compares to it, except maybe Flight of Passage with how overwhelming it is.
Yeah, and you could do something with...
All you have to do is tear down like three walls that are already in there. And
the layout's it's
almost exactly the same.
It's like when, you know, you do a scene that's when they pulled up in Jurassic Park for the first time and looked over this vista.
See, we're dumb.
And there's big, you know.
Can we buy Jurassic Park IP and just make that like.
No, it's at Universal already.
I know. We're going to buy it.
No, we're doing Mordor.
We got extra. We'll do that too. Mm-hmm. We got extra money. Just give them $5 billion.
Yeah.
Quick 5B.
Or you go a different route. Make it a funny attraction and make it based on dinosaurs.
Yeah. The 90s sitcom dinosaurs? I mean, I don't know. Have a Family Matters ride. Step by step.
TGIF ride.
Okay.
I mean, you would go.
I mean, I would.
I guess I'd be more appropriate at Hollywood Studios.
The Full House.
Yeah.
All right, I'm in now.
Like, still an Animal Kingdom.
You can't be building this stuff just for us, though.
Yeah.
Convert the Francis Tokyo Bridge to the Full House.
Stop ripping this thing out, Michael. We can't. We've rethemed it twice.
And then in the dinosaur land, add a highly immersive pterodactyl-themed wing coaster like that one at Dollywood.
That'd be cool.
That feels like you're flying through a prehistoric landscape and you encounter dinosaurs and stuff on the way, but you're like,
is it
flying.
Like thrill or chill?
It's the same level as your Trons and your.
So it's thrill.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I could see a chill as well.
Well, it's Slinky Dog. Like it's somewhere between Slinky Dog and
Tron. Well, I was just thinking, you know, if it wasn't a roller coaster, it could be very chill, like a up in the air fake safari type thing.
Yeah.
You know.
But, yeah, that's kind of and really the ride system is the key here.
Yeah,
it's the track in the middle and then the cars out to the side.
Yeah, okay.
Or I don't know how they would do this, but what would be amazing is if when you're walking in the queue, at some point you just get picked up and you're being carried around by a pterodactyl.
Oh, yeah. Somehow the ride system just clamps onto your shoulders.
Like in Jurassic World when it picks up that lady and takes her away.
That would be terrifying.
Can we do it in our Star Wars land? Can we just have, they have the stunt show every day and like they beat Palpatine at the end and then the next one starts somehow Palpatine. Sorry.
It just starts with his laughter.
Best thing in that whole movie was the trailer of him laughing.
All right. So I have a new land in an existing park. This is Neverland.
I'm in.
At Magic Kingdom.
I'm in.
So here's what's on deck for Neverland. It's when it comes out, it's coming out hard. It's not one of these two attractions in a store lands.
So gonna be a Jolly Roger.
Yes.
Question before you get started.
Oh, what, no, there's not. Well, yeah.
What is it going to be themed on?
Neverland.
Well, I know, but like the new movie or the original 1953 or.
Yeah.
Hybrid.
Hybrid.
Cool.
I would say probably what the new movie is, because I'm going to guess the new movie is if you updated that one.
Yeah. Let's hope. Yeah.
And made it a theme park.
Yeah. For modern audiences.
Yeah.
And they could make the characters look like the animated one, yep. aside from the Native Americans.
Yeah. In some places, but other places you may not. So for attractions, we're going to have a revamped and expanded Peter Pan's Flight. We're taking it out of Fantasyland. We're moving it over to Neverland. And it's going to get all the pluses that all the other ones have gotten that we never got. Plus another 2 minutes.
Okay. I'm in.
Yeah. I'm in.
We have Pixie Hollow. Bring that back. Where you meet Tinkerbell and her friends.
For me. I'm just saying. Yeah, it's not sure, for you. It's fine.
We have Skull Rock.
Okay.
Which is a dark ride centered around Hook and the crew of the Jolly Rogers and how they came to be stuck in Neverland.
Okay. Fun.
So it's like a prequel story.
Okay.
Of them. And that's where you see the big Jolly Roger somewhere.
Is it a classic dark ride?
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Nothing crazy
is what I'm asking.
No.
Okay.
If you have the Jolly Roger just sitting out there by the Skull Rock, like on the outside of the show building or whatever, it could have a restaurant inside that serve the Chicken of the Sea, because Disneyland used to have that.
Oh.
They had a Jolly Roger that had Chicken of the Sea restaurants next to their Skull Rock.
Isn't that tuna?
Yeah.
Yes.
They also had a Skull Rock.
Look, you know what? Every time anybody complains about Disney, like, oh, you know, like, just out for the money and everything. They, like, literally Disneyland, when he made it, like, this is sponsored by this. We'll have chili here. We'll have hot dogs here. Like, you know, it's like Carnation Deli, you know, like, you know.
Next up, or the final, like, attraction, we have the Lost Boys Hideout. And this is a playground area.
Oh, that's a good idea.
It's like a playground, almost the treehouse, the Swiss Family Treehouse, like that kind of immersion. And there's a meet and greet there. That's where you meet Peter Pan. And you also meet some Lost Boys.
Oh.
But you have
Or girls.
We haven't done that before, I don't think.
I would suggest like the play area also have a little bit more to do than just like your, you know, your traditional play areas. Like they have different levels of it, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
But like slides to different levels and stuff.
I think you get into there through like a slide and a stump. And that's how you get into Yeah, it's all that. It's like it's more like Honey, I Shrunk the Kids play area.
Yeah.
Like where there's a lot of
fully immersive. Fully immersive great too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think
that's a good idea.
Yeah. All right. Some other stuff in Neverland. So we got a show. And this show is called Neverland Tales. And it's where Wendy tells different stories, and they can be anything, any like fairy tale or whatever. And the Lost Boys act them out, and it changes throughout the day.
Is this like the Tales of Belle?
No. It's like a stage show.
Oh, okay.
Can we have it indoors? Because it gets
Absolutely.
That's all I ask.
I'm building it.
I'm just asking.
Everything's indoors.
Yeah. Do you have any idea where you're putting this land wise?
No, that's you guys.
I got room. Don't worry about it. I'll take care of it. I'll have my people.
Wherever the villains area was going to be.
Yeah.
Well, you're making a whole park now.
So I imagine there's
but it was
where they
be
shoot
somewhere.
The fireworks from.
No, you don't want to get too close. So that tree will burn down.
All right. Our nighttime entertainment is the Lost Boys Up All Night dance party, because you have to have a dance party.
You're losing me just
and
a little.
The Lost Boys don't want to go to bed because, you know, they can do whatever they want.
You got me back.
Yeah. So that's why. It could be a Lost Boys Up All Night something.
And
it doesn't have to be a dance party. It
it'll
could
be the opposite
party.
Of Michael's health pavilion for food, which is just candy and coffee.
Yeah.
And but soda over there.
Also, what they do is they give out glow sticks or whatever. And like they have fluorescent paint that you can paint your kids with if you wanted to.
Sure.
Okay. And then they turn the fluorescent lights on. And then you're like, it's ravey almost.
Okay. Well,
yeah. I think it'll be fine.
You're going to skirt a line there, but I think it'll be fine.
Yep. We have a couple of restaurants. We have the Mermaid's Cove, which is a table service restaurant that is overlooking the Skull Rock attraction.
Sure.
Chicken of the Sea.
Seafood, not Chicken of the Sea.
Can you eat
a mermaid?
Well, just the fish part. You wanted to eat an avatar earlier.
I didn't want to.
You said it'd be blue.
I don't know. Eating the fish part of a mermaid seems worse somehow.
I don't know how.
Yeah, it just
they're both equally awful.
Does the fish part grow back?
I guess it's better than eating the non-fish part of the mermaid.
Yeah. Anyway, please continue.
And then the quick service in Neverland is the Lost Boys Treehouse. That's quick service. It's got sandwiches.
Sure, yeah.
You know.
PB&J.
Yeah, PB&J, chicken nuggets, things kids like to eat.
Yeah.
Like, you're just real basic.
Here you go, kids. Stay there all day.
Yeah. And then finally, there is a Pixie Dust boutique.
We'll need some charging stations around.
Oh, yeah. There's a Pixie Dust boutique, and it's like the Bibbidi Bobbidi boutique, but you can become a fairy or a lost boy.
Okay. Yeah, great. If there do, the, besides the pirate thing, there does need to be more for our young gentlemen.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
I like it.
All right. Next up, we have the new park. This is called Disney's Myths and Legends. And
what is it all Disney like myths like Walt's buried under his frozen head?
But maybe we reserve a little area. A little for
something
that.
For our urban legends.
Yeah, okay. Urban legends.
That would be fun.
All right. So we're gonna bring to life the myths and legends of cultures from around the world. And the things that that inspired a lot of the Disney movies, but not necessarily the Disney movies, right? Mm. So there are different lands, and the lands represent the culture of, you know, or the myths and legends of that land. And then if it fits, you can work in some character meet and greets.
Like a Kamandra?
Yeah, but you're not going to see a Pocahontas ride or whatever. Maybe. You'll see what's that? That rainbird thing in Native American folklore?
No.
Phoenix? I don't know. Whatever.
I don't know. Sorry.
So, anyway, the lands are the central one, Mount Olympus, and it's Mount Olympus is the icon of the park.
All right.
Right?
Is there going to be fake clouds near the top?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. And not like glued on things. They've figured out how to make clouds hang around.
Yeah.
I'll just, yeah.
Yeah.
They'll figure it out.
Water vapor.
They'll figure it out. And then our lands are, we have a Europe land. So this is where you get your British folklore, your Scottish folklore, or your Celtic folklore, French, all of that stuff. A lot of the Grimm tales are in there. Europe, we have an East Asia and a South Asia. So you can get dragons. Both cultures, dragons. And, I was looking, and I don't know that there's a lot of, Disney stories from India. Like Disney movies and stuff from like from South Asia.
I foresee the next Boondoggle.
Yeah.
For Imagineers. So,
Jungle Book.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I mean,
is it? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Ish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Mowgli.
I feel like it was in India, the story, but.
Yeah. I think so. And we have a Native America land and a Central and South America land. So it's basically all new stuff.
So it's also basically
not a lot of IP.
Those boondoggles will now all pay off.
Yeah.
That they all went on. So this is what it really was for.
Yep.
Well, that kind of paid off.
Yeah.
That Frozen one paid off.
Come on, man. I think we know what ice looks like. They didn't have to go to Norway or whatever.
All right. Finally.
I just like saying fjord.
Fjord. My final one is infrastructure projects. And
ending with a bang.
Yeah. So
road improvements.
Florida, she's getting close to being on timeout, right? So for $17 billion, we can build.
Are we gonna raise the sea level of just Walt Disney World?
Nope. For $17 billion. We can build either Disneyland, Virginia, Disneyland, Illinois, Disneyland, Michigan, and we'll see how the next few years go, but maybe Disneyland, Georgia. Okay?
Okay.
So whichever state we pick, they get a Magic Kingdom type of park, right? Like your traditional Fantasyland, Adventure, like all that stuff. But the other park. So in Virginia, It's called the American Adventure Park, and it's all about, you know, your American history.
Oh, can we call it Disney's America, like the original?
Yeah, Disney's America.
That's going to be the...
Actually, I like Disney's American Adventure would be fine.
Biplane roller coaster, fighting the Mr. Schmitz.
Maybe a little updated.
You want to stay colonial or no?
Huh?
You want to stay colonial?
There'll be a colonial area. Okay. There'll be a... It'll be a lot like Disney's America.
Will it be more fun than Colonial Williamsburg?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Which I know, they churn butter which right in front of you. I know
it's fun for other people, but I've never it's been. Also a little boring.
Yeah, I buy butter at Costco.
Yeah, fair enough.
I like the history, but it's boring if that's the whole theme park.
All right. If we land on Illinois and we're supplementing this $17 billion with the billions of dollars of tax breaks that any of these states would give if they were like, hey, we're thinking about leaving and going to a different state. Take our money, right? So if it's in Illinois, it's called Walt Disney's World's Fair.
Ah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
And so you bring in, you know, some of your World's Fair attractions that have been around.
Mm-hmm.
Big Ferris wheel.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe an Eiffel Tower. And then a lot of pavilions that I think kind of the future world at Epcot was meant to to do.
Can we do it if we have... Oh, we have Avengers rights now, I guess. It's not in...
Oh, yeah.
Can we do like the...
Oh, yeah, the Stark Expo. Yes. That would be great. Absolutely. That would be great. So you do that, different pavilions, and...
The fake future, you know.
There's a limit on how long you can keep your pavilion the way it is.
Like a time limit?
Yeah, like 5 years, 10 years, whatever it is. You have to update. Or, you know, so if it's an Imagineering pavilion, then that's fine. But if it's some other, if somebody sponsors a pavilion, like let's say Ford wants to sponsor a pavilion and they do some kind of ride about cars, then they have to update it after 5 years.
Yeah, okay.
Keep it going.
Sure.
Very World's Fair.
Yeah,
I like that.
Yeah.
If it's in Michigan, it's called Disney's Great Lakes.
Mm.
Very serene, water-based attractions, water-based lands, kind of like Disney Sea.
Is it open during the winter?
Yeah. Okay. You got heaters.
We'll figure it out. We'll
figure it out.
We got $17 billion. Yeah.
And then finally, and really the main reason that Georgia made the cut is one, because it would be close, but
that'd be so amazing.
Two, I came up with some good names.
So, okay.
The Georgia one is either called Disney's Southern Charm, which is lovely.
Sure.
It's like a slow paced. You got your Tiana World. You got your New Orleans.
Tiana World.
You got a Native American area. You got, you know, Charleston, like your sea towns, whole thing, right? The other one, the other name is Disney's Peachy Kingdom.
Peaches.
What's in there?
Huh?
What's in there?
The name. Doesn't matter.
If we had the Super
Probably Mario, about the same thing.
If we had the Super Mario Brothers rights, there'd be an argument to be made.
That song.
You could have a peanut farm. Peachy Kingdom.
We're dangerously close to churning butter again. Yes. You're losing Michael by the second.
Colonial
he is going to drive by there as fast as possible to get to Walt Disney World.
I'll risk going back to Florida.
Yeah. Disney's Southern Charm is more exciting.
It's more.
But I like the name of Disney's Peachy Kingdom.
Yeah.
I think it's funny.
Yeah. No, I like the ideas. Yeah. I think there's some. You lost me with peanut farm. I'm being completely honest with you.
That's fair.
But yeah, there, you know, there's a lot of options there.
There's a terminus.
Sure.
Train based things there.
Man.
Yeah, I'm running out of steam.
I understand. Yeah, like I'm trying to get there with you, but then trains, guys, and peanuts.
Trains and peanuts.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, we could put Splash Mountain back, like over there if we wanted to. Like, you know, it's like a critter type country because it is in the South. You could have a couple animal based, you know, rides, country bears, you know, that kind of thing. You know?
I mean, like the Uncle Remus Tales, you could do that. Like,
Can we have another country bear show? That's what I would like.
Yeah,
cool.
Also be an amazing Southern restaurant.
Well, yeah, of course,
Delicious fried chicken, the best fried chicken you've ever had.
Yours.
That's yours.
Even better than mine.
That's okay. Like
Jason's biscuit barn or something.
Oh yeah, you gotta have biscuits.
Oh yeah, biscuits there everywhere. Mm-hmm. Good biscuits too, yeah. Not Florida biscuits.
And so because it's in Georgia, the traffic will be awful to get in there. Just we'll plan it that way.
Oh yeah,
just horrible traffic, yep, in and out of this park every day.
Take it there will be design. No MARTA expansion for
no,
it.
No, absolutely not.
Oh, should have a MARTA expansion.
No.
Yeah, you should, but there won't be. Not.
No, no. It's going to be in South Georgia, too,
and this is why Georgia is on the maybe list.
It's also going to be really close to Walt Disney World if it's still there.
Yeah.
Well, but I would probably go with Walt Disney's World Fair.
I think that's your best idea.
In Illinois. It's in the middle.
Yeah.
Climate's cool.
There's plenty of a lot more options there for your theming as well.
Yeah.
I think it was your best idea of all of those.
Yep. Agreed.
And that's it. That's how I would spend $17 billion.
That's fun. I don't know why it's taken so long for Disney to spend their money.
Yeah, right?
I think, are we ready for mine? I think you guys are all jerks. I just give all the cast members extra pay.
And what would you do with $17 billion?
I'd keep it. $17 billion bonus for the CEO.
Yep.
Thanks, everybody.
That's true. We should have thought of giving raises to everyone.
If you would give yourself $17 billion, email us at info@tfppodcast.com because that's the honest truth. Although I feel like I feel like I would share a little bit of the $17 billion. I'd get $999 million.
There's room for one more.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Anything else?
I think we had some great ideas and I am for all of it except the peanut farm.
Will never wants to build a peanut farm.
Peanut farms, whenever we've driven by them, whenever I've done it anywhere in Georgia, it looks so hot, just hot and almost dusty, you know, because there's just not a lot of plants to see in it.
Papa grew peanuts on this farm.
Smell of boiled peanuts in the air.
Oh, there would be a
boiled peanut stand.
All right.
But the smell. I can't stand the smell of the boiled
too. Boiled peanuts are an acquired taste.
I haven't acquired it yet.
Yeah, but you don't have to.
You should.
They're delicious.
I've never had one.
That's where I'm going.
You never had one?
No, I can't get past the smell.
We need to go to a roadside boiled peanut stand.
Yeah, one of those pots has been boiling for 48 years.
You can't get it from a gas station.
No.
Well, you know what to do, how to contact us. info@tfppodcast.com. Check us out on Patreon, patreon.com/tfppodcast. And we'll see you next week. Unless you're a Patreon, then we'll see you in a few minutes.
Right now. And
thanks for listening. We'll see you real soon.
See, it's hard when it's not written in front of you.
Yeah.
But you forget it every single time, which is hilarious.
But I don't do
and have a good day. Because you try to come up with something else every
see
single
y'all.
Time. Which is hilarious.
So I try to,
and you're not doing it on purpose either, which is just, it's so entertaining.
I'm not good at vamping.
It's just, you have my Star Trek Beyond like brain block there.
I do.
$17 billion in lottery tickets. You're guaranteed to win.
Are you?
I mean, you could buy all the numbers, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. You sure it's not more than $17 billion?
Yeah. Okay. It's like $200 million. Ooh, when we were putting the speakers in that little island over there, Michael found a snake skin.
Well, I'm never coming here again.
And a dead mole.
But the dead mole was out in the open.
But still, it was just near where I...
Well, then the snake's not around.
No.
There wouldn't be a dead mole.
No. There would be an eaten mole.
Yeah.